local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Our investigators, along with the FBI, have worked tirelessly 24 hours a day to locate this young child and to bring her back home and to hold those accountable who were involved in her disappearance, in her kidnap, and ultimately her demise.
That is the voice of Birmingham Police Chief Patrick Smith and a press conference last night. As of 9:29 last night, the Amber Alert for Camille McKinney was canceled. So were the hopes of so many of us praying for the safe return of Camille Cupcake McKinney. Obviously, a state's heart breaks with news of the body of Camille McKinney being found in a landfill. We'll have more details and headlines coming up, plus audio from last night's press conference with the police chief and the mayor of Birmingham. Right now, let's get the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions so far this morning from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65, northbound 65 from Bridger, Chickasaw to Saraland. No delays. Perfect ride over to Daphne and Spanish Fort. Light traffic so far on the way in. The Mobile International Festival celebrating the art and science of food Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 p.m. at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, dance, and more. Get your tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's always something going down at Boomtown. Come watch all your favorite teams at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the Coast's newest premier sports bar. Conveniently located inside Boomtown Casino right next to the sportsbook. You'll have front row seats to great food while you watch the live action on more than 40 flat screen TVs. Place your order, place your bets, watch and win. Only at Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Alabama.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Three-year-old has been snuffed out from her family. And as I think about my own nieces, as many of you all think about your own daughters, your own granddaughters, a year from now she's supposed to be prepping for pre-K. This is tough. It's a tough moment for our city.
That is Mayor Randall Woodfin in Birmingham at that presser last night. Once again, heartbreak all over the state, probably all over this country as well, as the body of Camille McKinney was found yesterday. More details right now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The nation in our state mourning the loss of Cupcake as the body of three-year-old Camille McKinney was found last night. Shortly after 8 p.m., police confirmed that they found her body in a dumpster very close to the apartment complex where 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth was initially arrested. That dumpster was transported to a landfill near Warrior, and that's where Birmingham police and FBI agents recovered Camille's body. As for Stallworth, he was taken back into custody, and authorities say he and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Derek Irisha Brown, will be charged today with kidnapping and capital murder. 3-year-old Camille McKinney, she was abducted Saturday, October 12th from a birthday party in Birmingham. So the man detained in connection with her abduction had been charged after authorities say they found obscene photos of young girls on his cell phone. But Stallworth was not charged with having any images of Camille on his cell phone. His bond on the child porn charges were $500,000, and he made that bond. As for the woman taken into custody with him, Brown, she's accused of abducting her own 3 children from DHR custody. The 2 were in a relationship and both now face charges on kidnapping and murder. Mayor Woodfin, Mayor of Birmingham, said this is a tough moment for this city. This is a tough moment for this family. And Governor Kay Ivey said, quote, the heart of our state is broke. Here in the Port City, Mobile police have charged 32-year-old Cortez Berry with unlawful possession of marijuana in the first, unlawful possession of controlled substance, brass knuckles and slingshot, probation revocation. All of these charges are as a result of an investigation into multiple vehicle burglaries October the 3rd at the Windsor Place Apartments on Airport Boulevard. Police say that through their continuous investigation, Berry was identified and located Tuesday, October 15th at the American Best Inn, located on the I-65 service road here in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile at the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 4th arrest is made in connection with a deadly shooting in Pensacola. It happened back in May at the Platinum Club. U.S. Marshals say Cordelius Dias was arrested in Georgia early Tuesday morning. He'd been wanted on murder and other charges in that shooting that killed 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris. Pensacola police say the shooting was a result of a gang feud, and Harris was caught in the crossfire. As many as 44 shots were fired from at least 7 guns. 3 others are already in custody. Repairs being made to Mobile's Sanger Theater are moving along. A city spokesperson tells News 5 the theater will reopen as planned before the end of November. The Sanger is undergoing extensive repairs after mold was discovered last month in the rotunda of the 92-year-old building. All shows have been temporarily moved to the Mobile Civic Center. 4 people have been arrested on prostitution charges in Baldwin County. Police say the group of women worked at Ocean Massage on Highway 59 and Tranquility Massage in Daphne. The city of Foley has pulled the business license of Ocean Massage. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Washington upsets Houston in Game 1 of the World Series. An NFL Hall of Famer passes away. And the New England Patriots trade for a veteran wide receiver. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Washington Nationals scored 3 fifth-inning runs and held on late to beat the Houston Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the World Series.
Kicks, he delivers, and a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals take Game 1 of the 2019 World Series.
That final call from Nationals radio, if you couldn't tell, on 106.7 The Fan. That wasn't Astros radio, no. I'll tell you that. The Nationals scored all five of their runs against Astros ace Gerrit Cole, who's on a 19-game winning streak going into last night. Houston put the first 2 runs on the board in the bottom of the first, but Washington's Ryan Zimmerman answered in the second.
Fasciitis early in the year, and here's one into center. Back at the wall, and it is gone. Zimmerman tees off here in the second inning. It's a 2-1 ball game, and that was blasted.
That was Joe Buck on Fox. Nationals 20-year-old outfielder Juan Soto tied the game with a 417-foot bomb in the second inning, and then he played hero in the fifth with a 2-run double.
3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score. On a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto.
Max Scherzer won the battle of great pitchers last night. Tonight, we have another incredible matchup in Game 2 with Houston starting Justin Verlander and the Nationals sending out Steven Strasburg. First pitch is at 7:07. In some NFL news, Raiders legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Brown has passed away at the age of 78.
Oh, wow.
Brown played 16 seasons in the league, 4 to begin his career with the Denver Broncos, the final 12 with the Raiders in Oakland. He was a 9-time Pro Bowler, 5-time All-Pro, and 1984 Hall of Fame inductee. Brown was a terror in the secondary, finishing with 54 career interceptions, but none were as memorable as his interception return for a touchdown in Super Bowl XI.
Lineup now, and he looks and throws. Intercepted by the Oakland Raiders. Willie Brown at the 30, 40, 50. He's going all the way. Old Man Willie, touchdown Raiders.
Old Man Willie. That call made by Oakland play-by-play man Bill King back in 1977.
I got to tell you, it sounds like it was 1927.
It does.
Hey, see, here we're lined up for American football.
It sounds like a black and white telecast. Hey,
why did people talk like that back then? Okay, I'm sorry.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
The Raiders won that game over the Vikings 32-14 for the franchise's first Super Bowl title. There were a couple major trades in the NFL yesterday. First, fresh off a Monday Night Football shutout, kept the Patriots undefeated. New England traded a 2020 second-round draft pick for Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Mohamed Sanu. The 30-year-old veteran's in his 8th season. He has 33 receptions for 313 yards and 1 touchdown this year. Then later yesterday, the only other undefeated team, San Francisco, traded for wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders from the Denver Broncos. The 49ers sent 2020 third and fourth round pick draft picks to Denver, who also included a 2020 fifth-round pick alongside Sanders in the deal. Sanders, 32 years old, he has 30 catches for 367 yards and 2 touchdowns in 7 games this year. Last night was the first night of the NBA regular season. The New Orleans Pelicans will be without first overall draft pick Zion Williamson for at least 6 weeks, but they still put up a good fight against the defending champion Toronto Raptors. Raptors won the game 130-122 in overtime. They were led by Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet, each scoring 34 points. Pelicans were led by 2 new players that they received this offseason from the Lakers. Brandon Ingram scored 22 points, and Josh Hart had 15 points and 10 rebounds. In the second game, the LA Clippers beat the LA Lakers 112-102, outscoring the Lakers by 10 in the fourth quarter. Reigning NBA Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard scored 30 points with his new team, the Clippers. That was enough to outdo LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the other team from LA. James had 18 points. Davis added 25 in his first game not wearing a New Orleans uniform. 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, help me with this, too, because I don't really have a dog in the hunt. Why should I pull for the Astros, or why should I pull for the Nationals?
It's a good question. Do you
like
the people?
Buddy Jeff Poor, who's all for the Astros.
Yeah, and I think that's because Jeff Poor hates Washington so much.
I think so too.
The city. I don't think he likes the politicians in Washington.
So
what's
like
funny
the
is
baseball.
None of the politicians pull for Washington.
Yeah,
either.
They pull for the teams back in their
right.
districts.
If you want to pull for the Astros, you're pulling for a team that's kind of like the Oakland A's in Moneyball.
Okay.
They're put together with a little bit less money and a little bit more analytical.
Okay.
They're kind of, they call it Astro Ball now.
Okay.
And Washington, if you're a big Braves fan and you like the NL East,
yeah.
then you're probably rooting against Washington tonight.
Well, that's a double reason why Jeff Poor is. Okay, that's why he's pulling for the Astros and not for... I get it now. All right, I have to figure out who I'm pulling for. If y'all got a suggestion, Dalton gave me his. You can hit me up on the text line. If I'm going to pull for one of the teams, which one should it be?
Yeah, I'm pulling for Houston because I'm a big... fan of the teams from Texas.
All right.
I like them.
So, well, just for that reason, I'll pull for the Nationals because I can just be a jerk. All right, we'll be right back.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe sausage and bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at MonroeSausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. No delays across the Bayway from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. October 31st through November 2nd, it's the Lee Fields Classic at Mobile International Speedway. Double features Friday and Saturday night with the Sportsman and Pure Stocks. You'll see the Wing Sprint Cars and the Rawls Asphalt Pro Truck 77 and the Demolition Derby, too. Get details at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about the cool temps this morning and what we can expect for the rest of the week. I know some areas are checking in the 40s. Had a text earlier, 40 degrees in Mount Vernon.
Wow.
The icebox.
Ice icebox. You beat me to it.
That's right. So Mount Vernon, 40. We're not there at our studios. We are at 45 at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. It was 51 when I stepped out of the house this morning. I live out near South. So listen, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Fall, this is fall, finally.
I love hearing that it's 45 degrees.
74 for a high today. But Dr. Bill, fill in the details because we got rain coming back. We'll get that from him in just about 10 minutes. Right now, Kelly has more headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments in Jackson after a preteen shoots his own mother. Authorities there say that they are looking at this as being a possible accidental shooting, but they're waiting for the investigation to take its course. The shooting happened on Sunday. Jackson police responded to a home on Osprey Lane in Jackson, and that is where they found a woman shot by her 11-year-old son. The mother was transported to a local hospital, suffering from minor injuries, and she has since been released. At this hour, police are still investigating to determine the intent and the motive behind this shooting. If your child rides the school bus to and from school or possibly to and from athletic events, you may want to rethink how they get to school now that we know there's a recall on more than 50,000 school buses. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration made the announcement yesterday, saying the recall involves 2014 to 2020 Thomas-built bus models, which are equipped with Syntec S3B or S3C seats. These seats may have been manufactured with styrene blocks, which may not provide sufficient impact absorption in the event of a crash. The NTSB made that announcement saying that the models included in this recall are Safe T-Liner C2, Safe T-Liner EFX, and Safe T-Liner HDX. The recall impacts 53,528 buses being used nationwide. According to the NTSB, Daimler Trucks North America is right now in the process of contacting owners. Dealers will install additional impact material between the back and vinyl padding of the seat to increase the amount of absorption. If you have questions, you can contact 1-800-547-0712. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Now, somebody making some sense to me on the text line. They know, probably know that I'm a homer, and that's fine. This texter says, Nationals assistant general manager is Dan Jennings, who's from Fairhope.
All right.
Okay, so that's that word, number one, it's contrary to Dalton, which is fun. It's contrary to Jeff Poore. I'd like to walk in and pick a fight with a couple guys here, so I'll do that. And there's a local connection here with Dan Jennings out of Fairhope.
There's also a relief pitcher on the Nationals who played at West Alabama.
Okay.
If you like that.
Yeah, so I think I'm in. I think I'm pulling for the Nationals.
But there's one cool thing you might like for the Astros. Their MVP and maybe the best player in the league is 5'6". Jose Altuve.
That's all Altuve is 5'6"?
Yeah, I think he's 5'6". I'm pretty sure he's 5'6".
Makes a very small strike zone.
Yeah.
It helps him out a lot. Strike zone about seven inches of a strike zone. Hey, the burn ban for Alabama has been lifted. We'll have some details on that coming up. Also, more from that press conference last night. Heartbreak in Alabama as Camille McKinney's body was found.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Birmingham police will seek warrants against two people in the case of a missing girl who's now believed to be dead. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown face kidnapping, capital murder charges in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. They were originally persons of interest in that case, but that changed on Tuesday. Authorities delivered the heartbreaking news about Cupcake during a press conference last night. Remains believed to be the child were found at a landfill near where Stallworth and Brown were picked up last week. Law enforcement had been scouring through 12 tons of garbage at the landfill over the last several days before yesterday's discovery. Daphne police believe as many as three people were involved in an armed robbery at a local motel. The Microtel Inn off Highway 98 was held up around 11:30 Monday night. Police say a woman entered the lobby, asked questions, looked around, and left. Less than a minute later, a man walked in and pulled a gun. A third person outside of the hotel's main entrance during the robbery is believed to be a lookout. Police have some good surveillance pictures to go on, but so far, no arrests. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Step up to GMC and get nearly $10,000 total value on a next-generation Gulf Coast Edition 2019 Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus Package. Tailgate like a pro. GMC, based on MSRP of $58,530. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $34,58, plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 10/31/19. See participating dealer for details.
Talking to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I know this guy is a healthy guy, and he wants our yards to be healthy as well. It's lawn health time.
Contrary to popular belief, April and May is not the best time to start getting on a lawn care or a lawn health program. Now is actually a pretty good time because we're starting to shift gears from summer into fall, and it's good to clean up what you have right now. If you've got any weeds or you're having any fungal issues, start cleaning that up, get the grass healthy before it goes to bed, and then really we're working hard towards you having a better lawn next season.
All right, let's do this. Y'all make house calls for our lawn health.
That's right.
How do we get in touch with you to set that up?
Well, you can find us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, let's make sure our lawns are healthy and put to bed healthy. Call Sid, check him out online. Sid Sexton, Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place. Catered by Bay Gourmet, adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all RIM Animal Clinic locations.
The Kremlin this morning warning Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria they will face a renewed Turkish onslaught if they fail to withdraw their forces in line with a brand new Russia-Turkey deal. Nick Payton Walsh has been covering the meeting between Presidents Putin of Russia and Erdogan of Turkey.
This deal is going into effect now as far as we can see. There are suggestions that Russian military police are heading to the border areas, probably along with their Syrian regime counterparts. They will establish checkpoints, positions all along that border, and then over the next 6 days, tell the Syrian Kurds to push back 30 kilometers.
Iraq announces U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria are moving into Iraq and, quote, just transiting and will leave that country within 4 weeks. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is weighing whether to push for an early election or try again to pass his stalled Brexit deal after Parliament blocked a fast-track plan to approve that bill before the departure from the bloc on the end of the month. Stock futures beginning to slide a bit this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon says it might need to spend billions of dollars in the future to prevent the sale of counterfeit goods, expired food, or dangerous products on its platforms to preserve the customer trust that's critical to the company's future. Amazon Consumer Chief Jeff Wilkie, speaking at a conference sponsored by the Wall Street Journal, said Amazon's business depends on customers trusting the company. Wilkie says Amazon recognizes it could lose its status as a trusted brand if the perception builds that it isn't policing the products it sells. Continental AG, one of the world's biggest auto parts suppliers, says it will reorganize its business and book a $2.8 billion write-down. In the latest evidence of how softening global car demand and the mass shift to electric vehicles are reshaping the car manufacturing economy, Continental says it has scrapped plans for a partial initial public offering of stock in its powertrain division, choosing instead to spin off the unit to existing shareholders. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 45 here at our studios, 45 degrees, but I just got a check-in on our text line from, yes, Dr. Bill, our favorite, the icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon. This person checking in this morning at 40 up in Mount Vernon.
I love it.
About right.
I love it. It's about time.
Yeah, it is chilly this morning all across the area with temperatures down in the 40s. And we got a beautiful day ahead of us. Big high pressure system now is going to build right over Alabama. And today we can expect sunny skies and temperature this afternoon up around 74, perhaps 75 degrees. Now, tonight will be another cool night, not quite as cool as we're experiencing this morning. I expect a low around 50, but quite a few areas will get into the mid and upper 40s tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will start out rather nice, with sunshine in the morning, but then clouds will increase through the afternoon. High tomorrow will be in the mid-70s. Now, this weather front that brought us some nice cool weather is out over the middle of the Gulf, but it's going to come back on us as a warm front. And it'll be pushing in tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, we'll see showers developing, in fact, numerous showers. And then on Friday, that front will move onshore as a warm front. And Friday looks like a cloudy day with numerous showers and a high in the mid-70s. Showers will be around plentiful for Friday night. And then on Saturday, things improve a little bit. It'll be a cloudy day with scattered showers on Saturday, high in the mid-70s. Sunday looks like the best day, partly cloudy, there's a slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 70s. So if you have plans, certainly for tomorrow night, Friday, and Friday night, looks like a washout for that period of time, but things will gradually improve over the weekend.
All right. So Friday night, and Saturday, so it'd be Friday evening time, I'm thinking of high school football games and all that, doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look too good. We don't expect any severe weather, but just rain, and as that warm front moves onshore, so it's going to take its time. So we won't see any kind of an improvement till Saturday, and then Sunday, as I mentioned, will be the best day of the weekend.
All right, I got to ask you this because, believe it or not, folks, we're still in hurricane season. Anything you're watching in the tropics?
Still a tropical wave out over the middle of the Atlantic between the Caribbean and the African coast. There's also a smaller tropical wave now over the Yucatan Peninsula. Don't expect any development from those two areas.
All right, Dr. Bill, good news, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, the fire alert has been lifted, according to Alabama Forestry Commission, so the rain, you know, has brought enough moisture to the system, so you can burn stuff.
Yeah, finally.
Within reason, folks. Scattered rainfall over most of the state in the last week has brought relief to the wildfire situation, bringing an end to the statewide fire alert that began in mid-September. Alabama Forestry Commission has started issuing permits for outdoor burning again. Anyone conducting outdoor burning should follow the safety recommendations, such as having proper equipment and personnel to control the fire and not leaving a fire unattended. You can obtain a burn permit by calling 800-392-5679. When you do that, of course, you have to have your range and township information. And there's this thing when you do control burns and outdoor, you get through all that stuff. They go, okay, where's the fire? I mean, where are you going to do the fire? Then they say, who is the responsible party for the fire? And when you have to give your name, anybody who's done a control burn knows what I'm talking about. When you have to give your name for that, you're like, Sean Sullivan.
You don't give your buddy's name?
Yeah. I've thought about it in the past. But no, because you have to dial in right where you're going to be, what you're burning, and why you're burning, and then give them your name, and then hope for the best. No, you take the precautions. That's why it's called a controlled burn.
It's been a good last week for weather, with the rain finally coming in and lifting that burn ban, and the cool weather, of course. It's feeling great this morning.
Yeah, it's, like I said, 45 at our studios. They're checking in from Mount Vernon at 40, so enjoy these temps. It's been a long time coming. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. We've had light traffic so far coming in from the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, the Daphne, and Spanish Fort. No problems across the Bayway. For the 1065 split heading up northbound from Moffitt, Spring Hill, the Dolphin, and 65, still light traffic and no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us today for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
T. Bachelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And very, very sad news overnight. As of 9:29 last night, the Amber Alert for Camille Cupcake McKinney was canceled, and so were our hopes of finding her safe. State heartbreaks, nation's heartbreaks with this story. Last night, a presser in Birmingham, Birmingham Police Chief Patrick Smith was speaking on the message not being lost here.
I hope this message is not lost to young mothers, to grandmothers, and to the entire Birmingham community. It only takes a split second. We can no longer assume that everyone is a part of the village that's trying to raise the child.
True words spoken by the chief there in Birmingham last night. Yesterday, so if you haven't caught the, and we'll go through a timeline later on in the show, starting with the kidnapping until last night. But according to this timeline here, as of yesterday, investigators were searching a landfill near Warrior when they found, along with, it was Birmingham police and FBI agents working together, and they recovered Camille's body in a landfill. They said a dumpster, listen to this track here. They said investigators said they had recovered a body believed to be Camille McKinney in a Santec, I guess that's a company that has roll-offs or dumpsters, a Santec dumpster that had been parked near the Center Point apartment complex where Stallworth, one of the people arrested here, who was rearrested, where Stallworth was initially arrested. So that was the apartment complex away from the housing project, but the condo where they saw the Sequoia or whatever, early on, that was where that dumpster came from, went to a landfill near Warrior, Alabama, outside Birmingham. That's where Birmingham police and FBI agents recovered Camille's body. So you hear this morning in some of the reports that talking about the dumpster and the landfill. I think what they're trying to do is they found the child's body in the landfill, but they've tracked it by that's where the dumpster came from.
That's where, man, that's awful.
Right. I mean, we're all in our minds saying they murdered a child, threw the child in a dumpster. You know, so it's obviously understatement to say what a tragedy this is, how sickening this is. But we'll get you the latest information as, you know, I do wonder, early on in the investigation, remember they made the two arrests. Kelly talked about those earlier in headlines. They made the two arrests. But then, remember, it was a couple days into it in a press conference where Police Chief Patrick Smith there in Birmingham said, and they were looking for other suspects. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we're going to hear arrest on those today or if they know who those people are. But how many people are we talking about? You know, because the only arrests that have been made right now is that Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown.
Right, and they made those arrests initially just after Stallworth was actually released on bond, and they had him for the reason they
originally... Child porn on his phone.
Yeah, right? The charge they initially charged him with was child pornography in an unrelated case. There weren't pictures of Cupcake on his phone, apparently, but of other children there, and he was actually out on bond, so they re-arrested him last night. Derek Brown, they kept her in jail because she had a previous charge for kidnapping on her
Kidnapped her own children.
That's right. But they are going to be facing kidnapping and capital murder charges now.
But to go back in this, and I wonder if we'll find out more, remember they talked about there being other people of interest in this case. And I'm wondering when that shoe will drop. We'll talk more about this coming up, but obviously heartbreak at the news last night. 6:45, now more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Animal lovers pretty upset this morning after the City of Mobile Animal Shelter closes to the public temporarily due to the death of two dogs. The dogs are suspected to have had the canine virus of distemper. Until a confirmed diagnosis is received from the veterinary lab, the animal shelter says they're taking precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Canine distemper is a contagious and serious disease caused by a virus which attacks a dog's respiratory, gastrointestinal, and nervous system. Symptoms of the virus include watery to pus-like discharge from the eyes, fever, nasal discharge, coughing, lethargy, reduced appetite, and vomiting. Quarantine protocols for cleaning and feeding have been implemented at the animal shelter. A total of 57 dogs in the stray kennels have been identified with potential exposure. That's where the two dogs were housed. If you adopted a dog during the time frame of September 24th to this week and you notice a display of the symptoms mentioned, you should return your dog to the City of Mobile Animal Shelter for immediate treatment. The cause of death of the two dogs, well, those results should be received no later than Thursday of this week. As of now, rabies has been ruled out. In your financial news this morning, if you bank with Regions, profits are up 9% compared to the third quarter of 2018. Regions Financial Corporation announced third quarter profits were $385 million. President and CEO John Turner said, quote, total revenue grew 2%, the adjusted efficiency ratio improved 70 basis points, and we generated the highest pre-tax, pre-provision income in nearly a decade. Consistent with our strategic plan, we are making targeted investments in technology and talent to meet the needs of our customers and communities and provide long-term value for shareholders. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fourth arrest is made in connection with a deadly shooting in Pensacola. It happened back in May at the Platinum Club. U.S. Marshals say Cordelius Dias was arrested in Georgia early Tuesday morning. He'd been wanted on murder and other charges in that shooting that killed 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris. Pensacola police say the shooting was a result of a gang feud and Harris was caught in the crossfire. As many as 44 shots were fired from at least seven guns. Three others are already in custody. Repairs being made to Mobile's Sanger Theater are moving along. A city spokesperson tells News 5 the theater will reopen as planned before the end of November. The Sanger is undergoing extensive repairs after mold was discovered last month in the rotunda of the 92-year-old building. All shows have been temporarily moved to the Mobile Civic Center. Four people have been arrested on prostitution charges in Baldwin County. Police say the group of women worked at Ocean Massage on Highway 59 and Tranquility Massage in Daphne. The city of Foley has pulled the business license of Ocean Massage. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals scored 3 fifth-inning runs and held on late to beat the Houston Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the World Series.
Kicks, he delivers, and a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a Curly W's in the books. The Nationals take Game 1 of the 2019 World Series.
That call from Nationals Radio 106.7 The Fan. The Nats scored all 5 of their runs against Astros ace Gerrit Cole, who was on a 19-game winning streak going into last night. Houston put the first 2 runs on the board in the bottom of the first, but Washington's Ryan Zimmerman answered in the second.
Fasciitis early in the year, and here's one into center. Back at the wall, and it is gone. Zimmerman tees off here in the second inning. It's a 2-1 ball game, and that was blasted.
Nationals 20-year-old outfielder Juan Soto tied the game with a 417-foot bomb in the second inning. Then he played hero in the fifth with a 2-run double. Max Scherzer won the battle of great pitchers last night. Tonight we have another incredible matchup in Game 2, with Houston starting Justin Verlander and the Nationals sending out Steven Strasburg. First pitch is at 7:07. In some NFL news, Raiders legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Brown has passed away at the age of 78. Brown played 16 seasons in the league, 4 to begin his career with the Denver Broncos, final 12 with the Raiders in Oakland. He was a 9-time Pro Bowler, 5-time All-Pro, and 1984 Hall of Fame inductee. Brown was a terror in the secondary, finishing with 54 career interceptions, but none were as memorable as his interception return for a touchdown in Super Bowl XI.
Lineup now, and he looks and throws, intercepted by the Oakland Raiders, Willie Brown.
Old Man Willie, that call made by Oakland play-by-play man Bill King in 1977. Raiders won that game over the Vikings 32-14 for the franchise's first Super Bowl title. Brown was born in 1940 in Yazoo City, Mississippi.
I know that place well.
I figured you'd been there.
Yep.
652, FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You can catch Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and also I was asking earlier, you know, who should I pull for?
Right.
And this, I really didn't have a team between the Astros and the Nationals, but y'all have helped me out here, because from the text line, Nationals Assistant General Manager Dan Jennings from Fairhope, mm-hmm. right? And then our buddy Johnny called in and said, hey, third base coach for the Nationals. Henley is from Grand Bay.
Yeah, Bob Henley from Grand Bay, graduated 1991 Mobile County High School, which became Alma Bryant eventually.
So right almost the same age as... No, the same age. Yeah, I graduated in... When did I graduate? 90? I think I graduated 90.
I graduated
in 90. Took me a second to remember that. So he and I are close to the same age. I should have known him. But.
And Nats relief pitcher Tanner Rainey pitched for West Alabama. So a few different connections
there. I'm a Nats fan now. I'm a big-time Nats fan. I just learned that this morning, but I am pulling for the Nationals, and it helps that you're pulling for the Astros.
Yeah.
And we talked to our buddy Jeff Poore. Coming up after 8 o'clock, he is pulling hard for the Astros.
Yeah, so. I think that's just because of his hatred for the Swamp.
Yes, well, I will be a Swamp creature and pull for the Nationals. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. No problems across the Bayway. If you're traveling now from DIP, the 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic and no delays heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile at Cathedral Square, the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
All right, 656, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic, and of course, love to hear from you on the text line, 343-0106. Also, the phone line, same phone number, made it convenient. Same deal, both of them, 343-0106. And if you end up sitting at a red light for longer than normal, you got a guy in Oregon to thank.
Really?
Well, this is what might happen. So a guy in Oregon was upset when his wife got a ticket from a red light camera. Don't get me started on those. Because he said the yellow light was too short. And now he's made a proposal to the institute that regulates traffic lights for 90 countries. Who knew there was that kind of body? He wants your conspiracy. There's your conspiracy. He's asking to extend yellow lights from 3.2 seconds to 4.5 seconds. If they accept his proposal, yellow lights around the world will get longer, and so will the whole traffic cycle, they say.
And that's
so if it's longer sitting at the light going forward, you got this guy named Matt Jarlstrom of Beaverton, Oregon, to thank.
I'm really going to gas it on yellow now.
That's right. We got an extra second and a half to get through. You'd be gold.